Judge rules DOGE, Trump admin gutting U.S. Institute of Peace unlawful. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 19, 2025. A federal judge declared that the gutting of the U.S. Institute of Peace, USIP, by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and the Trump administration was unlawful. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell on Monday found that DOGE removing USIP's president, his replacement by officials affiliated with DOGE and the termination of some USIP staff had been effectuated by illegitimately installed leaders who didn't have the legal authority, NBC News reported. In a drastic and abrupt change of course, within the first month of his second term, President Trump unilaterally decided that USIP is unnecessary, issuing Executive Order 14217, EO 14217, Section 1, 90 Fed. Reg. 10577, 10577, February 19, 2025, to this effect, and then his administration rushed through actions, including removal of board members, to reach the professed goal of reducing all of USIP's operations and personnel to the bare minimum to perform only mandated statutory tasks, while ignoring the broader statutory goals set out for this organization to fulfill, Howell said in a court document. The unilateral actions were taken without asking Congress to cease or reprogram appropriations or by recommending that Congress enact a new law to dissolve or reduce the institute or transfer its tasks to another entity, despite the president's constitutional duties either to take care of faithfully executing the law, U.S. Const. Art. 2 Section 3, CL. 4, or to recommend to Congress's consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient, id. CL. 1. Instead, the current administration decided to effectuate the president's Executive Order 14217 through blunt force, backed up by law enforcement officers from three separate local and federal agencies, Howell continued. For NBC News, Howell's decision, which came 2 months after a dramatic showdown at USIP's headquarters, also noted that the institute's acting president, George Moose, would continue to serve. The decision came 2 months after a dramatic showdown at the building's headquarters in Washington, when the acting head of the Institute of Peace issued a statement saying that DOGE has broken into outbuilding. After members of the DOGE team took over the building with the help of law enforcement, most institute employees were subsequently laid off. The president second-guessed the judgment of Congress and President Reagan in creating USIP 40 years ago, and the judgment of every Congress since then, including in 2024, in appropriating funds to USIP, when he deemed this organization to be unnecessary 3 months ago in EO 14217, Howell added. The president and his subordinates then used brute force and threats of criminal process to take over USIP's headquarters, despite being cautioned that this organization did not fall within the executive branch and its leadership was not subject to the president's unilateral executive branch removal power. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton reported at the end of March that mass firings had been conducted at the USIP, which was created by Congress in 1984 under a statute signed by former President Ronald Reagan.